Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Kuf Vav, picking up by a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Perek. Mazel for those who finished the 12th Perek. Now we begin the 13th Perek in the middle of the page by the Mishnah. We know that it is aser to shecht, to bring up a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to talk about what's going to happen. Someone who does this type of stuff. If someone goes out and they do shechita or they bring up a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, "Kotchim mechutz vehelam, mechutz vehelam echad." Do some one helam chayev ala shechita. They're going to be chayev for the shechita. Vechayev ala Allah, and they're also going to be chayev for bringing up. Says Rashi, "Shehein shnei gufi averos, shnei gufi avero the tarvayu ksivi, asher yishchat v'asher yala." It's you're going to be chayev two things. Each one has their own shtickle Torah there. Biosei glidio mer shachat b'fneim. If someone is shachted inside the Azara, the hell of a chutz, and then he goes in and brings it up outside, then, or, where we got ourselves a little bit of a letter over here. Where you at, Ches? Where you at, Ches? Bachutz Chayev. Okay, we have the word Chayev over there. Then you're going to be chayev. Shachar b'chutz, but let's say he shachar outside, b'hela b'chutz, and he brings it up outside. Also, pater is going to be pater. Shalo he'ela ela dover pasul, because all he brought up was something that was already pasul. You know, I'll shachar outside. Amru lo, the chachamim said, Rav Yossi Aglidi, afa shachar b'fnim ma'ela b'chutz, is also going to be chayev, kevin shahotzio psalo. Oh, pardon. Afa shachar b'fnim ma'ela b'chutz. Even in that case, where someone does that, once he took it out of the Beis HaMikdash, he passed it, and you're going to be masking, he's going to be chayev for bringing it up, and therefore he should be chayev even if he shechs it outside also. Okay, he says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hatami she'achal bein kodesh tame u bein kodesh tahor. If somebody's tame, eat either kachim, that itself is tame, or that itself is tahor, chayv is chayv to bring a chatos. Rabbi Yosef Gluli Omer, tame she'achal tahor chayv. If somebody who's tame eat food that was tahor, he's going to be chayv. V'tame she'achal tame pater. But someone who's tame ate food that's tame, he's not going to be chayv. Shelo achal ela davar tame, because he only ate something that was tame. Amar lo chama se'back tam af tame she'achal satar. Even in the case where you have tame, which ate, if somebody themselves is tame, and they go ahead and they eat something which is tahor, kevin shenaga bo timuhu. Once he touches it, he's going to make it tame right before he eats it. So you're going to be masculine. He's going to be chayev for eating it while tame. Therefore, he should also be chayev even for eating this type of stuff that was eating food that was tame before he touched it. Okay, now, v'tahor she'achol tame. But if one who himself is tahor and ate food that's tame, pater, he's not going to be chayev a chatat. She'eino chayev ela al tumas haguf. One is only chayev a chatas for eating kachim in tuma, only for doing it with tuma of the actual body. Okay, now we saw in the Mishnah, you're going to be chayev a chatas for shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash and for bringing one up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's take a look and see where we're going to do this. Bishlama ha'ala. Okay, the chiyuv for bringing it up. Okay, we get it. Ksiv onesh uksiv asar, because we have the punishment, right? That's kares. That's written in the Torah itself. And the iser is written straight up. Onesh tuksiv v'al pesach ol moed lo yevi enu, right? It says straight up, and it goes on, someone's going to do it for nechusa. Asar tuksiv v'shomer lecha pentalo lo secha. V'chi ha da'amer av avin amer av lazar. And that goes according to Rabbi Rav Elazar, that says, "Kol makom shenemer hishamer pen ve'al inu ela lo sase." These are lo sases, lo shchita, but the concept of shchita itself, bishlam onesh, given sin onesh, d'chsev, because it says v'al pesach ol moed, right? It says pesach ol moed is the person is going to get karis, they're doing it ela asar minolam. Where do we know the asar? We know the warning. Amar kra, and for the Gemara, the pasuk says about this the shchita wherever somebody wants lo yizbechu od. They shall no longer shech their karbanos. And we understand this as a lo sase, asking the shechita of a karban anywhere outside of the azara. In fact, the Gemara, hi, mi boile lechadrev elazar. This pasuk we need according to Rabbi Elazar Damer, who says, "Minayin lezoveach behema lamarkul ishuchayv." How do you know somebody goes and shechs an animal to markulis? Markulis is an avodah zarah. That a person is going to be chayev, right? And we know that the way that they would worship markulis is they used to throw stones at it. How do you offer up to it? Tachsev v'lo yizbechu od as zivchayim. They shall no longer shech their karbanos to what's the end of this pasuk over here? The end of the pasuk is v'lo yizbichu od esivchem l'seirim asherhem zonim achareim. Right, that is like seirim. Although it means one thing generally, here it means like these demons that they would stray after. Im eno inyan l'chedarab l'chedarka. If the pasuk is not used where the when the where the avodah zarah is normally done with it. By shechting a sacrifice, tachsiv echa yavdu, because it says in Isser somewhere else, it says, how did the nation serve these guys? And tenehu inyan l'shaluk adakra. Then go ahead and apply it to a case where the shechita of the carbon is done not in its normal way. Since this pasuk is needed to teach this then, so clearly it can't be used to teach the Isser against shechting something outside the base of Mikdash. My rabba, so rabba says, curry. Kari bei v'lo yizbechu. Read it as saying, and they shall not shecht. We're talking about shechting outside of Beis HaMikdash. Kari bei v'lo od. And also read into this pasuk a separate thing saying, and no longer shall their karbanos be to the demons, which is asking the shechita of a karban to an avodah zarah not normally served like that. And therefore we can learn out both yisurim from this thing. Akati mi boile. Look, at time we're still doing for the following brisa. Adkan, who medaber until this point, he's speaking. Bekotchim shegedishim b'shas isra bamos of kavanas that are bimuktash during the time after the mishkan, says Rashi, which then have isra bamos veikrivim b'shas isra bamos, and they're bimakrav also in the times of the isra bamos. Beep, turn the page. Go follow the base. Shari onshin amor, because the curious they have this idea for shechting these seven karbanos. It says straight up in the pasuk, v'al pesach ol moed. It's got to be into the pesach ol moed. He didn't bring it, and that person gets curious. Azhara, and the azhara against a shechita, and bring up these things, is said in another pasuk. Dichsev, Yishamelcha pentala ulsecha. Mikan ve'elech, from this point on, though, from this point on, b'zvachem shekdishim b'shas heter bamos, Torah's talking about during the time when it's the heter bamos, the krivan, b'shas heter bamos, to bring the carbon in the time it's a bamos. Shenemar, the pasuk says, shlomana sh'yaviyu, b'nei so'el zivcheyem asherhem zovchem, which is mash, b'zvachem sh'yitarti l'cha kvar, the karbanos that I already matted to you to bring in a bama, right? Those that were marked during the time of the bama that's mutter. Al pinea sadeh. Should be treated like upon the open field now that the bamas have become usser. Lo melecha hazoveach b'shasis ha-bamos. If somebody shechs a karban outside of the Mishkan during the time when the bamas are usser, the pasuk considers it like he shechted it on the field, meaning what? That he did it. Says Rashi, "Shalol l'shem shemaim." He's not doing l'shem shemaim. He's doing it for avodah zarah. Ve'hevium la'Hashem, and they should bring it these karbanos to Hashem. Zumitzas say. Los HaSeminayin, how do I know the Los HaSegan shechting these animals outside of the Mishkan? Talmud Lomer V'Lois B'chu Od, it says they shall no longer shech their karbanos yachli on his karis. You think that it's going to be karis? You're doing this Talmud Lomer, Chukas Olam Tiezos Lahem Ledorasam. Everlasting decree will be them throughout the generation. Zos Lahem, only this, that of violating a positive and a negative, shall be for them, V'lo Acheres Lam, but not other punishments being karis. Okay, so now it comes out from this brisa that this pasuk that and they shall no longer shech their sacrifices needed to aser the carbon that's brought outside the Beis HaMikdash while the bamas are still mutter. So this pasuk can't be used as the makar for the iser again shechting outside of the Beis HaMikdash things that are consecrated during the time when bamas are aser. So what is the makar for such a thing? Ella Amar Abaye Kavachomer. It's Kavachomer. If we find even where the Torah didn't punish Shechting outside with Kares, it's still going to be something which is an Isser. Makam Shalosh saying, well, then she is there. It's got a place where you're going to, where the Shechting outside is going to be Kares, then obviously it's going to be something that's going to be an Isser as well. If that's really true, then Lo Yomar Lav Bechelav, the Torah doesn't have to say a Lav. Well, when it talks about chelav, it tastes like kavachomer from nevela. So learning kavachomer from nevela, my nevela shalom and shizer. If in the case of nevela, where the Torah doesn't say the person gets kares for it, but still there's a iser, there's a lav, then chelav shana sheino din shizer. And since the Torah decides to go and to say it straight up against chelav, then it must be that this it's not a raya just because it's a lav that it's going to be that. Sorry, you can't learn out the lav from this kavachomer. Also, l'kamei de Rava, Ravashi came in front of Rava and he asked this question on Malay. It says, "Bin nevela lo asya." Now, I can't learn it from nevela. The ikel rifach is gaske kasha. My nevela she came matame. It's going to be matame. This is more chomer than chelev. But in the other case, you can maybe learn that from a kavachomer. There's dafka here. You can't. Mishratzim. Tamein, and if you're going to say that we should be able to learn out the lav against the nechelev from the fact that shratzim that are tamei, mal shratzim tamei shem tamei b'mashu, they're tamei even with a tiny amount. Chelev doesn't have that. That you can't learn out. Mishratzim tahorim, and if you want to say that you should learn out the lav of chelev from the iser eating shratzim that are tahor. Right, the things are not matame. Well, the shratzim tahor, she's serim b'mashu. We could say the shratzim are tahor, as one is going to be chayev for their iser, even in a tiny amount. But you're not going to be chayev for eating chelav if it's less than a kezias. Me arla v'kilei karam. If you want to say, okay, let's learn out the lav of chelav from arla and kilei karam, but my lord v'kilei karam, she can't assume b'hana. Those are both aser behana. Mechelev is aser only for eating. One is mutter to get up from it. Mishvias, you want to say, let's learn another thing from Shvias. But Mala Shvias, you can't tofesas dameha. You can't compare it to Shvias because it carries over to the money when it's shifted over into money. Okay, we sell Shemitah, and then the money takes on the Kedusha Shvias. Mechelev, that wouldn't be the case, so you can't learn it from there. Mechuma, if you want to say, you should learn out this thing from Chuma. Shekain lo chutemi klala, you can't compare this because there's no exception to the rule. Chelav sometimes is going to be mutter, right? For example, by chayos. Mikulu nami, you can't learn it from all these things together. Shekain lo chutemi klala because there's never an exception to their dinim as opposed to chelav. Right? So since there's no kavachomer for chelav's lav, the Torah straight out says the lav. The fact that it says straight out doesn't prove anything. The fact that you can about learning out a lav from a kal v'chomer, where it would be possible. Amarava ikashali ha'kashali. If there's a problem that I'm having about learning out a lav from a kal v'chomer, this is what it is. Hadatana, we should learn through the Mishnah. It says in Kritzos Pesach Amila mitzvah saseh. Pesach Amila are mitzvah saseh. Tisiv a kal v'chomer mimoser. Right, these are. No person gets curries for not doing it. These are the only two. Why don't we learn out a lav by not doing these, but learn out from a kavachomer from somebody who leaves over the meat past the time. In the case of someone who leaves over meat, even though the Torah is not punishing him with curries, still it's going to be a lav. Pesach Amila, Sha'anash Eino Din Shehizer. Then by there, where there's going to be an onus, is Kares. Of course, is Asara as well. And since we don't learn such an Isser about the Pesach and about Mila, it must be that this negative commandment can't be learned out from a Kavachomer. Am Ravashi, Zokta Ravashi, Am Risa Lashmaita Kamid Rav Kahana. I said this in front of Rav Kahana. He said to me, Mimose Lo Asya, a negative commandment right about the Pesach and Mila can't be learned out from somebody who leaves over this meat. Dikalimifik, you ask a kasha, Malamose Shekin Elo Takana. right? When you go and you leave over this meat, there's no takana. You can't fix it. But Tomer Pesach, there's no takana. So Pesach, there is a takana. You can fix it. So therefore, you can't go ahead. Since it's din about somebody who leaves over, but no, there's more machmir. You can't let a kavachomer to the Pesach and the Mila. But a kavachomer would be, if it would be possible, maybe then a lav could be learned out from a kavachomer. Practicing where the vechimas here in min adin, can we aser with a negative commandment through a kavachomer? I feel the man of says you can in masirin min adin. Even if you say you can own it, you can punish. You can't be masirin. You can't learn out ashara from it. So this lav against shechting outside of his hamikdash kachim that were muktash when bamos are going to aser can't be learned out from a kavachomer. So then we go back to the original question. What's the makar? We learn out a gezerish of the fact that you can't bring a carbon outside, right, from a gezerish of hava hava malaholon. What's the hava hava in reference to shechting outside of the Beis HaMikdash? The pasuk says, "Well, Pesach Ol Moed lo heviu," and about bringing it up outside, it says, "Well, Pesach Ol Moed lo yivienu," and it's telling you that just like the offering up outside is usher with a laugh, so too is a shechita as well. Malaholan lo anash ella im kain hizir. Just like there, by offering it up upside, the Torah is not punishing without ushering this thing with a laugh. Here too, by the shechting outside, the Torah is not punishing without answering it with a lav. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.